And you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM. We got a call from Bradley in Watsonville. Bradley, you there?
Yeah. I'll step away from the march. It's a little hard to hear. There's thousands of people just marched through the streets of Watsonville, still are marching through the streets of Watsonville. People are just getting back into the Watsonville Plaza.
Okay.
Where it's a flood of people. Here's a Watsonville police officer videoing everybody, interestingly enough.
Have there been any conflicts with the cops?
I don't think there's been any trouble, but I wouldn't know exactly because this march is really big. But I couldn't imagine that there's been any trouble.
We just got a report from Bakersfield that the cops are preventing people from marching. They're keeping them in the park.
Lots of the cops, we march, that's for sure.
So the march is it still continuing? It's almost over?
People are pouring into the Watsonville main plaza right now.
And there's going to be lots of festivities, I believe.
Yeah, there should be speakers. I believe Luis Valdez.
That's great.
I hear a band playing. El Teatro Campesino is here. So they got theater and music.
Are you getting some audio and stuff? Or?
No, Vinny is.
And he's there with you?
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys are going to be playing that later on the Indy Newswire after 3 o'clock sometime?
Yeah, that's correct.
Cool. Well, thanks for the report. We just got a report that folks are just starting to get to San Lorenzo Park now from the march.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're preventing people from going on Ocean.
Oh.
So they got that blocked off.
Does anybody want to go give a report to Free Radio Santa Cruz? Just a statement of why you're here?
We're talking to Bradley in Watsonville, California here. And folks are just getting to the plaza. So if you're out there in Watsonville, head on over to the plaza where there's going to be a rally going on. Getting calls from all over the play, all over the Bay
you
Area.
All right.
This is probably the largest march I've seen in Watsonville.
Wow. How many do you figure?
Maybe, it's so hard to say, but maybe 5,000 people?
Wow.
6,000? Okay, way more than that, I'm hearing.
Wow.
It goes all the way around.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for giving us an update on what's going on, and hopefully we'll hear more later on the Indy Newswire.
There's people still marching around in Pajaro. There's people that haven't even started the march yet, and we're already here at the end. So that's an indicator of how big it is.
Wow.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I'm getting word that people are still starting the march.
Well, thanks for the update.
All right, hey, here's one person I want to say why.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
So you're out there. Why are you there today?
Basically, everybody's out here to support immigrants that contribute to this country, but for some reason people want to accuse them of being criminals and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, my father was an immigrant to this country, and he put 4 or 5 kids through college.
Yeah.
But now contributing back to the community and to this country. And for people to say that we do nothing but soak up resources and it's ridiculous because everybody here has actually puts more into this country than we actually ever get back in return.
This is true. I believe we were all immigrants at one time.
Exactly. Exactly.
You would say there's quite a few people. It's been a pretty peaceful march.
Yeah, it's been really well organized. I can't even say how many people. It's basically just keeps going on and on. I'd probably say about 20 to 30 blocks of people. And of all people, it seems like everybody's coming out and really supports immigrants and immigrants' rights.
Lots of families?
Lots of families, lots of kids, high schoolers, grandmothers out here.
Wow.
Dios, Diaz, everybody. There's every shape, every color. It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for reporting in, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Great. And
folks are
thank
just,
you for getting the word out there.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
Talking to folks in Watsonville, DJ Bradley.
All right.
Hey, man. Thanks again for the report.
Okay. You're welcome. If anything happens, I'll call again.
I'll be here till 3-ish.
All right.
And then you'll be in here, I hope.
All right.
All right. Take care, Bradley.
Bye.
Bye.